Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome into Long Meadow Church of the Brethren on this third Sunday of Advent. And we welcome you in for the sermon titled, Dein Kleid will mich was lehren. And I'll guarantee you, everybody, you trust me. I even made Diane go, well, that was very clear to me. Our scripture lesson today comes from Luke chapter 1, starting in the 26th verse to the 38th. And in this season, remember always to find the good news. I have a letter here that a man found from his son. He would come home one day and his room was very clean and neat and tidy. And he found this letter and it was addressed to his father. And he said, Dear Father, here in this Christmas season, I need you to know now that I have gone. Last week, I finally made my love known to Loretta. Loretta, as you well know, is the blackjack dealer from the local casino. And yes, I know that as I am 17 years old and Loretta is 50, but our love knows no bounds. It's okay, Dad. I realized that while Loretta had done time, she paid her debt to society. And while she has been fired once again from the casino for stealing, and we're not sure how we'll get along, we'll live well. And oh, by the way, Dad, you'll soon be a grandfather. I find that this message may be troubling to you, but we'll get along. Your loving son, this Christmas season. P.S. I'm over at Tommy's house. Down on the kitchen table is my Christmas semester report card. Now that you've read this, Dad, remember there's worse things than grades. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin, pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. May God add his blessings to these passages as we seek him out in prayer. Father, thank you for being here. Thank you for living here within us right now. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Let these words make sense. Let them be strengthening. Let them be what we need to walk on forward this week. Let us know, Father, that when we speak of Jesus this holiday season and every day, that we are speaking a message of hope, joy and salvation. And let those who hear it know that there is so much more for them to have by just simply proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. Father, fill us with this strength and spirit as we come before you through these words that you have given us. And in Jesus' name, all of his children said, Amen. Things that are joyful. Now, I get Christmas cards, and I'm I admit I'm a sap. When I get them Christmas cards that just make me go, oh, look at that. And the ones that are glitter cards, thank you for getting it all over me. There's always a card. It's always a joy. Joy. Jesus, others, and you. Joy. And I began to think, it's that time of year, isn't it? It's time for things that are joyful. There was a comedian once that came up with a list of things that he thought would bring sheer joy to him and how impossible they were to imagine. And so Paul Leatherman came up with a list of things that would bring sheer joy to you no matter how impossible. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
You get a phone call from the IRS that you have been audited and they owe you money. You ever got that phone call? No. You win the lottery twice. You wake up and find that it has snowed deep in July. They'll get better, I promise. You get pulled over for speeding, and the officer walks up to the car and says, I just ran out and wrote my last ticket out of the book. You get a pass today. Have a great day. Never happened to me. He brings three books. Maybe this statement would get made to you. Pastor, that is without a doubt the greatest sermon I have ever heard preached ever. There will never be another like it. You can retire. Yeah, that's a joyful one. How about your wife says, good morning, honey. Here, I've packed you a lunch. And here's a thermos of coffee made the way you like it. And here's a little cooler full of iced tea. I put a chair out in your truck for you. And when you get home, I will make sure that you have a fresh fried chicken dinner waiting for you on the table. And oh yeah, here's a blank check for you. Now go have fun at the tractor auction. These things would be so joyous. Not likely, but they could bring great joy. And we often put a lot of emphasis on things that will bring us joy. Dan Clyde will mich was lehren. That's German, I think. I'm sure I have German friends who are going to contact me after they see this sermon and go, I want to have a long discussion with you about the way you're butchering our language. But no real joy. Real things like, Mom and Dad, I made the honor roll. Honey, I just could not wait for you to get home so I could tell you how much I love you. I baked you a blueberry pie and made you homemade ice cream to go with it. That's real joy. Here you go, Paul. Here's the most perfect cracker ever made. I will marry you. Great joy. It's a boy. It's a girl. It's twins. Look, honey, this is our new home. But real joy. An old man was asked what robbed him of joy the most in his lifetime, and he said, things that have never happened. He said, here are the three keys to happiness. Fret not, he loves you, John 13:1. Faint not, he holds you, Psalm 139:10. Fear not, he keeps you, Psalm 121:5. And most of all, you will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Dan Clyde will mark was Laren. That scripture gets quoted a lot at this time of year. And a lot of people will struggle to understand why we put emphasis on it at this time of year. Well, if you don't know the answer is extremely obvious. That is a news with great joy. That is a joyful message. And that is a joyful message that we get to live in. We get to recite. We get to say over and over again, greetings. Jesus was born today. Merry Christmas. Hope, joy, salvation this season. We get to say this over and over again. And I have no problem continually reciting those scriptures that we all come to know that are associated with Christmas. Why? Because that's what we do. We remember. When we do the things that we do at this season, when we send out the cards, when we bake the cookies, when we knit the gift, when we crochet the gift, when we think of someone, when we make a phone call, when we say, here, Merry Christmas. We're not doing it because there's some inward joy alone that we get from it. We're doing it because for some reason this season, everyone is endeavoring to remember the people they love and even further, those who need to be told Jesus Christ was born, loves you, and saves you. Born to a Virgin Mary. Why? Because that was the will. That was the plan from the beginning. The angel is talking to Mary and tells her, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. She had gotten so straightforward in her duties, so uncaring as to what people thought, she simply worshiped the Lord. She simply loved him. And even when the angel showed up with all of that, she was still nervous. Why are you here? And the angel had to tell her, because, Mary, the time has come. This world needs to be saved. The plan that had been written eons ago, etched, ready to go, it's now time. You're going to bear Jesus, the Savior of the world. And this is the good news that mankind has been waiting for. I love to think about the fact that we get a lot of joy at this time of year. I was with my son the other night at my parents' house. Like I had told you, we were doing some chores. And on the way home, it wasn't nothing but a bacchanalia, a plethora of Christmas lights everywhere we looked. And I was having a ball. I was, ooh, 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 ah, ooh, ooh, look at that, look at that. And my son was sitting there going, Dad, calm down. You're going to crash. I'm not going to crash. Look at that. Oh, look at that light. Look at that one over there. Because it's joyful to see people that want to express to the world the love for this season. And if we take the love for this season and we remember what it's about, then we tie it back to Jesus Christ, who was born and there was good news told. Dan Clyde will mick was Laren. I saw some of you smiling when we were singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, because I am now in the season of A Christmas Carol. We have started watching a couple of them. Pretty soon we're going to ramp up to the point where it ain't going to be one, but another, but another, but another. All the different versions. From 1935 on up to, and if you remember the version that came out, I don't know, 1990, whatever it was, with Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard. I'm not a Trekkie, don't do that. But Captain Picard, after he had his great transformation, wandered into a church. And people looked around like, and they welcomed him and they slid over and they handed him a book and they were singing, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Old tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings and he belts it out in that English baritone, and it's beautiful. And now I can't hear that song without trying to sing it like that, because in that transformation, he realized the good news. Den Clyde will mit was Laren. It was in the winter of 1781, stationed in the province of Quebec, Hessian soldiers were sitting forth against the Americans, held a Christmas party, and brought with them a fir tree decorated with fruit. The tree became common in the 19th century. In 1812, there's a sketch watercolor containing the perhaps earliest depiction of a Christmas tree. The image represented on a book caused Americans to start to reinvestigate this time called Christmas. Professor Charles Follen in 1832, a German immigrant to Boston, was the first in the United States to initiate decorating the tree with more than fruit. He put candles on the tree and lit it and dimmed the room, and they celebrated on Christmas Eve. An 1853 custom, a Christmas article defines it as mostly German in origin, but that it should be shared throughout the country as an emblem of hope, peace, and joy. And when Edward H. Johnson, vice president of the Edison Electric Company, which would become Con Edison, created the first electrically illuminated Christmas tree in his home in 1882, he became the father of the electric Christmas tree lights. And he also became the man that makes you unhappy when you're trying to untangle them. For some reason, and I'm pretty sure I know why, but for some reason, for the past week, I cannot stop humming, "Oh Christmas tree, oh 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 Christmas tree." Because I'm not smart enough to know the words, but I know how to sing it like that. And the more I sang it, the more I thought, why in the world am I singing this dumb song? It's a song about a Christmas tree. And then I went back and dug into it and realized why we sing, "Oh Tannenbaum, oh Christmas tree, at Christmas." Prepare yourselves. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, dein Kleid will mich was lehren, die Hoffnung on Birkenstein, gibt mut on Kraft zu jeder Zeit. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, dein Kleid will mich was lehren. The original lyrics and the very first transformation of those lyrics came, "O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, you bear a joyful message, that hope and faith shall ever bloom to bring us light in winter's gloom. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, you bear a joyful message, dein Klein wilt mich was lehren." To Mary, she bared a joyful message. She received and had a joyful message. To us, we have the message one more time. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And thus salvation comes in the form of a baby in a manger. You, brothers and sisters, bear a joyful message. You, brothers and sisters, bear the name of Jesus Christ. You, brothers and sisters, in this holiday season, have within you the heart full of hope, faith, joy, and love, and can share it fully with all of those around you. Just like the beauty of the Christmas tree, you too are the embodiment of dein Kleid will mich was lehren, you bear a joyful message, for you love and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ now and forevermore. Merry Christmas to you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have reminded us consistently, constantly, never ending of who we are. We are your children. We love you so much. And we give unto you so much praise and joy and worship. We thank you, Father, that we are able to stand forth in this season and say what it really is about. And allow us to bear that joyful message. Taught to us by something as simple as an evergreen that constantly blooms all throughout winter's gloom. It is a symbol of faith, hope, and joy, and everlasting salvation. Let us be reminded this season, Father, as we start to get closer to that event, that we can tell our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, do you know Jesus Christ? He was born to save you. In these things we give forward in His name, and we pray. Amen. If you have a particular need as this time comes forward, and I open the bench for you, and if not, get to know Jesus Christ somehow, some way, never better than in this season. And to each one of you I say, Dein Clyde will mit was lernen. May you all bear a joyful noise. Amen.